Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
All right, your calls are coming up. It's part of the next segment, 877-789-2539. So much to break down, so much to cover. Wow. Our intel, and you can see it happening, Chinese agents getting arrested, all the U.S. globalist agents in deep trouble. It's really an amazing time to be alive. Giant new news dropping on the Hunter Biden scandal and the Joe Biden situation. I wanted to air this special report about the more aggressive COVID approach. A lockdown being expanded worldwide is only going to get more intense until we say no. It's never going to be released. The masks never go away. The forced inoculations are coming. The lockdown of society, the corporate takeover is here until we start saying, no, this is the new revolution. Here it is. The last 30 years told us they would use the fear of a deadly virus to take control and basically bring in permanent martial law. And now they have the big tech in place. Now they have the contact tracing in place. Now they have the excuse to make you all get used to getting permission to leave your house. It's happening
every day.
Your COVID-19 test result was positive.
People like Melissa Thomas are chasing some of America's newest cases of the coronavirus.
They hang up on us. They challenge our authority. In many cases, they tell us that they know better how to take care of their families. We are immediately, with Dr. Ocaranza's assistance, we are issuing health orders that are delivered by a police officer and a public health official to their domicile.
We spoke to residents who are frustrated that the situation has not improved in the more than 200 days we've been in this pandemic.
It's really frustrating when someone who's been locked down themselves of their own volition, then somehow they get COVID, and it's because out in the world, not everyone is acting that way.
Oh.
And so, yeah, it is really frustrating.
Totally staged.
How the government are going to enforce the rules if people don't obey them?
Well, there have been sanctions, arrests, stopping of people doing...
Give me an example of what you might be arrested for.
Well, we have seen people arrested for meeting up, two friends meeting up in Sicily from Rome and Milan.
This is the video that raised questions about how New York City is enforcing social distancing.
Are you flexible?
Don't flex.
You got lots of too.
Look. He ain't even do no.
This live stream video of a Tampa, Florida church service has ignited outrage, showing a crowded sanctuary. The church saying they should be considered an essential service.
People have gone totally crazy. As the president said, he wants to get everybody back worshiping God come Easter Sunday. That needs to happen.
President Trump has now changed that timeline, and that pastor now arrested for failing to follow the stay-at-home order in his county.
I'm not against the police. I'm against them being given an unconstitutional order. And then again, depending on the test, 90% of the positives, it turns out, with a quick reaction 15-minute test, are false positives. Did you hear that? I can show you the headlines. 90% in a study done in New York of positives were false. Didn't mean 90% of the tests were positive. It was less than 10%. But remember the meatpacking plants where 3,000 people and 2,000 people, it was in the Associated Press as well. Look it up. Thousands would be tested. None of them were sick. And they'd find half of them or a third of, depending on the plant, had COVID-19 because they didn't. This is the perfect thing. Testing goes up. Numbers of COVID go up. They go, oh, we've got to shut down. COVID numbers are up. But morbidity goes down and down and down. They were told it was going to be 5%, then 4%, then 3% of the public was going to die. The miraculous properties of turmeric have been admired and even worshipped for thousands of years by ancient civilizations. But with modern science, we know why turmeric is so popular. Its antioxidant effect, its anti-inflammatory effect, everything it does is simply amazing. And most turmerics out there are simply food products. They're 3 to 5% curcuminoid. But we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level. And we have other organic products in there that accelerate it and bring it into the cells of the body. It's been sold out for months. It's back in stock. And despite that, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com is 50% off with free shipping and triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. If you haven't tried it, learn why it's got thousands of five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose. It funds the InfoWar.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
We are 4.5 days out from the election, and all the hell that's already breaking loose is intensifying. I want to go right to your phone calls. And then at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to lay out why the UN, why Gates launched the COVID hysteria, and how it's about corporate governance. And the perfect plan. I'm going to stand up and walk around and lay out some maps of the world to discuss it and talk about it. But I'm going to your phone calls for the rest of the hour as well. I'm going to them right now. Nick and I Am and Matt are up first. And then Robert and Peter and Lydia, Jim and many, many others. 877-789-2539 on this live Thursday, October 29th transmission. Now, if you just joined us, I'll get to all the newest breaking news at the bottom of the hour, as I said, but I want to get to your calls right now. I ask callers, if the deep state's in trouble, if they're getting rolled up, if Chinese communist agents in the Democratic Party are getting arrested in big raids every day, but it's not getting a lot of news coverage, if the pedophile rings are getting busted, and the Nexium cult and Ghislaine Maxwell and all these folks are getting arrested and convicted, how are they going to strike back? Because I can tell you, I've had... I don't tell you this to brag. I mean, I have high-level people calling, telling me that the worm's turned, that the enemy's collapsing, that they're fleeing, and I've seen the evidence myself. Doesn't mean we're out of the woods, but because you can be in an ancient battle 3,000, 2,000 years ago, 500 years ago, and you don't have radar, you don't have satellites, you don't have drones, you don't have aircraft, you don't have people with binoculars on top hills with radios telling you what's going on. You think you've routed an enemy of 5,000 troops. You got 10,000 troops, but all of a sudden you find out they were an expeditionary force, and around the hill comes 20,000. I mean, the enemy's got some aces up their sleeves. You can bet that. But they're acting like they're in full-on total panic. Silicon Valley says censorship's wrong. Instead of denying it, they say that it's their employees doing it and mobs. I mean, they're really passing the buck now. You're seeing lots of signs of this. So let's go to I Am in Florida. I Am, welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Well, hey, perfect segue, and God bless you. We all wish you well.
Thank you.
And, being on the defensive seat, being put in a posture of having to explain yourself is obvious. And just to segue to Joe Rogan and the Rockefeller Report, the annual report from 2010 that you guys were spending some time on, that report itself does exist, but only at this point in a archive document. They went and pulled it on their official website about 3 to 4 months ago, and I documented that. And if you go there live now, it's completely doctored. The Operation Lockstep chapter's not even there, Alex.
You know, I noticed that. Google is a worthless search engine now. You've got to use DuckDuckGo. In fact, I actually have it right here. Give people an example of where they actually find the real one, where it talks about global police state, shut down a society, but they even brag, oh, we're shutting down society, it's good for the earth, we're vertically integrating. I mean, this is martial law.
It's two succinctly different documents. They went in there, and it's just an obvious sign of cover-up and you know, plausible deniability, because they are the original launchers of these types of the scenarios that go live.
Well, I mean, the Rockefellers put Hitler in power and bragged about it. And they funded the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, for those that don't know. So I don't have it in front of me, but I believe you. Where do people find the real document?
Well, they're both archived on the Internet, and I'm not going to give a source necessarily because I don't want to be wrong here on live radio. But I know everybody in our camp, you know, from the many years of research, even all the people doing heavy Q research, they're going to be able to easily, I'm sure they all have screenshots.
Well, I mean, I have the original one right here for TV viewers. Go ahead and overshot this, please.
But if you go to Rockefeller's website now and you pull up the 2010 annual report, they have added a brand new one that they wrote this year, guaranteed.
I hear you, brother. A world of tighter top-down government control and more authoritarian.
There it is. That's the one. That's the real
leadership
one.
With limited innovations and growing citizen pushback. That's where we are.
Yes, sir. That's exactly the topic you're asking people to talk about right now.
It wasn't Jamie's fault. Jamie uses Google. He should use DuckDuckGo. It's a lot better.
Yeah, and you know, he had you in the hot seat being a fact checker and not so much a friend. And just look at you. We are all right now in a lot of ways, more so than ever. That should have been a given. And he seems so resistant still and very much trying to appeal to the mainstream.
No, Joe, I can tell you, Joe did that all on purpose, didn't tell me he was going to do it so it would be real, and he figured that everything I was saying would be true, and he did it on purpose.
And he did great. He did great. It really did, you know.
I'll tell you this. I'm not complaining, but I had a wisdom tooth crack right down the middle with an abscess. I didn't know that, and it had broken the day before, but it was hurting like hell during the interview. So and then I started, you know, he had a bottle of whiskey there, and I started drinking it.
He was on Sober
October. And so, you know, he was kind of grumpy, Joe. But, I mean, Joe did a great job, I think, even having me on. Look at how they're calling for him to be deplatformed because he had me on. I mean, these other outlets won't even do it.
The timing is beautiful. It's great. We wish you well, Alex, and continue.
I am. We love you. Thanks for the call. Nick in Connecticut, thanks for holding your on the air. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, Alex, you hear me good?
Yes, sir.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. I'm calling today because I'm a night crew stock worker for a grocery store, and I got suspended for not wearing a mask, and I was just wondering what you think I should do about it. Do you think I should bow down to
We have guests on that again, you're doing heavy labor, you're there, nobody's there, they make you wear the mask, it's a sign of occult control. Federal and state law says if you have asthma or anxiety, they can't make you wear it. I don't know what to say about it, brother, but it's just wrong, and that's what I'm going to cover at the bottom of the hour. This is corporate governance. So it doesn't matter what the federal or state government does. The bureaucracy is doing it. The corporations are. And that's where we need government and citizens to come in and make them know we're aware and stop the corporate executives that just call a lawyer. And the lawyer tells them, do whatever the UN says and you'll be safe. Well, no, then the lockdown never ends and your company goes bankrupt. So these businesses aren't thinking three-dimensionally. They're acting like little lemmings and they're idiots. So we've got to educate them.
I totally agree, Alex. You know, I mean, everyone has a mask on the store. I mean, it's so sickening that I'm the only one that refused to put it on. I mean, everyone's got their little diapers on and everything. You know what I mean?
I've got another video. 7 mothers forcibly removed from school board meeting for refusing to wear masks. Now Democrats say, wear them in your homes. In England, they say in signs, look away from someone. Don't look people in the eyes. It's all cult programming.
It's all cult brainwashing, Alex. I totally agree. Totally agree.
And notice the left that wants to fire all the cops, they want the cops to enforce this. The cops that are enforcing this are the problem. God bless you. Thank you, Nick. All right, let's go take another call. Let's talk to Matt in California. Matt, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
It is a pleasure to talk to you, sir. Thank you so much. I know you're
No, I love you, too. Go ahead, sir.
Anyway, we're limited on time. Anyway, I'm an airline pilot. I can't say who I fly for, obviously. But, you know, everybody I fly with, all the other pilots, we are so sick of wearing the mask. You know, we have to wear it walking around the terminal just to put on the show. But as soon as that door closes, everybody, you know, we're all taking our mask off because it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, I would love to be proud of the company I work for. And if they were to come out and say, hey, you know what, wear a mask, it's optional. You got to walk through the terminal wearing the mask because you're in that state, whatever. I mean, I think that's ridiculous, too, obviously. But it's such a joke.
What do you think of Bill Gates now saying 10 years before the mask comes off, and others say forever? I mean, obviously, it's a power grab.
Obviously, yeah, obviously a power grab, trying to scare everybody into it. And I really think another part of it, too, is this whole thing was basically, COVID-19 released to freak everybody out, cause a mass hysteria like we've been talking about, like you've been talking about, to cause everybody on November 3rd to turn around and go, oh, how great has my life been, blah, blah, blah. And the media has tried to twist that to say, oh, this is all Trump's fault to cause them.
Oh, Matt, it's so clear. I'm going to hold you over because you've been holding since yesterday we called you back. This is all run into your holes, and then Bill Gates rolls out with his work-from-home software and Chicken Little and society's over, and the media is all. It's Trump's fault. The country's in trouble because of COVID, but people see through it, so it's going to backfire. When I come back, Matt, I want to ask you where you think that's going next and how you think the establishment's going to strike back, because America gets it, the world gets it. People may be complying with the mask here and there, but now as they learn it's forever, now as they learn it's a permanent shutdown for their small businesses, people are saying no. And so they've already had federal and state courts across the country say it's unconstitutional to make you wear a mask or do social distancing. So be like the church's businesses. Put up a sign saying, we don't follow their rules, and have people sign a form when they come in waiving liability. That's what free association is all about. And get out of this leftist cult of fear run by lawyers.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid.
So,
Cyrus Jones lived forever.
Grave digger. The globalists thought they dug America's grave, but I think it's going to end up being a grave that their political system goes into. All right, finishing up, again, your host Alex Jones here with Matt in California. An airline pilot talking about the mask, the BS. Remember, it was going to be for a few months. Now it's forever. I would start that conversation up with people and just bring this up. I know it's killed air travel. I know they're putting people on these no-fly lists that pull their masks down to eat. It's just absolutely disgusting. You know, how about folks when they get on the plane, the flight attendants and the captain and the co-pilot just decide to not go along with things? Americans used to be known for not following edicts. It's time to just stop complying. Have you seen the numbers, Matt, put out by the International Airline Association, that you've got a 1 in 23,000 chance of getting COVID on an airplane?
It's so rare. And that's why I think, you know, we're talking about how the globalists come back to make things worse. And I think really it's going to, you know, all the things that we want as Americans to do again, to travel around our country and around the world freely, be able to go to a store, go to a restaurant. I mean, it's ridiculous here in California. I got to wear a mask to walk through a restaurant. Once I sit down, then I take the mask off, and I'm sitting around all these other people.
It's all just compliance training. It's all slave training.
It absolutely is. You know, and actually this last weekend, I've been trying to call all week. But anyway, this last weekend was with one of the pro-Trump caravans in Seal Beach, California. And everybody there, all the patriot Americans, all there, all agreed that the mask is completely BS. Nobody was even wearing a mask at that. And we all felt safe and free. And it was interesting, just the observation real quick, you know, we got flipped off maybe by half a dozen people. There was so much support for Trump in Seal Beach and Rossmore, California. But the only people that flipped us off were always these white liberals who had an incel who was living in his mom's basement that came out to call us racist. The car in front of me was full of there was a Asian guy driving, African-American in the right seat, and then a Hispanic woman that was waving an American flag, and he called them racist. I mean, it's just so clear. The brainwashing, and it's just so sad to watch, too.
What do they do when they lose in 5 days?
I hit the panic button completely, and I really think, you know, coming full circle back around, either something else is going to come out that's going to be way worse, because we never saw here in the U.S. people falling down, dying in the streets like we saw with the videos coming from China. I mean, that was obviously all BS, but I really think, you know, something else is going to happen that either could be way worse than COVID, or, you know, some other kind of hysteria that's going to be even worse, driving us to
Matt,
be back in our home.
You just read my mind. Thanks for the call. That's what I was going to cover next. Economic collapse, financial manipulation, a new war, that's all in the cards. They're going to try a race riot. That's already going on, but here's what they're going to do. This is Fox News. Coronavirus mutation spreads across Europe. Report a new wave of lockdowns and businesses closings. I predicted 8 months ago there'll always be new mutations. Always a new reason to be locked down under the globalist system. This is it. It's martial law. It's what tyrants always crave. And yes, of course, now it's here. And if one person could die, we got to lock down civilization and starve tens of millions. This is fundamentally a war on logic. All right, let's go to Jim in California, then Lydia. Oh, no, Lydia in the UK first. Lydia in the UK, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello. Alex Jones, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thanks for calling.
It's a great honour to be on your show. I'm calling from the north of England, Yorkshire, to be exact, and the lockdown is in tier two here. The radio stations are pumping out propaganda 24/7.
Oh, I know they are. It's like, we need permanent lockdowns. Don't have sex without a mask. I've seen signs. Don't look at people in the eyes. I mean, it's crazy.
Do you think that's crazy? There's literally signs saying how far 2 meters is. So it's like, oh, it's two lions. Or, oh, it's the size of an average rugby player. It's like, do they think we're stupid? You know? Like.
Well, what it is a societal power grab. All over the U.S., Mayor Lightfoot and others dress up as superheroes and talk about COVID. I mean, these are people that want to run our lives who found a way to be in control and make us children. I mean, that's it. These are just raving criminals.
Oh, you're absolutely correct. You've always spoke out for the truth, and I have great respect for that. And unfortunately, any building you go now, or any vehicle, or any mode of transport, you have to wear a mask.
And next is going to be you've got to have the inoculation and the certificate on your smartphone, and that's what they're setting up.
And they've actually
that's right. They're already rolling that out there. And again, they're using businesses. It's not the government. The government just goes, oh, businesses need to do it. So when you go in a restaurant, they're demanding it. So you got to have a phone to go to a restaurant and be tracked.
Yeah. My recommendation for anyone with that, if you want to avoid getting a smartphone tag, what you do is you take a brick phone and or say you do not have a cellular device. Or what you do is write a fake name and a fake number.
No, I agree, but that's just the beta testing. They're coming in with the world ID on the phones. We must resist it now. Anything else, Lydia, from the UK?
Sorry, Alex, I didn't hear your last words there.
What else is happening in the UK?
Well, at the moment, in the UK, we're seeing my boyfriend lives in a different county, and his place has been put down into Tier 3 lockdown. So if I was to meet up with him, we'd be both charged £3,000. Sterling.
That's a way to make the general public criminals, but illegal aliens coming in over the channel in boats, totally legal.
Yeah, they're being pumped in, like, throughout the whole lockdown.
Well, yeah, you're being invaded while you're locked down. That's how it works. Yeah, it's an EU invasion. It's a UN invasion. That's why Nigel Farage tries to go show it. They threaten to arrest him because the government is criminal. Boy, isn't Boris Johnson a disappointment?
Oh, he's such a disappointment. I am so disappointed in him. Like, the other day, he was questioned about feeding the public's children. So saying, like, businesses are going down, people are closing down. He stumbled and did not know how to answer about the children of our working classes to be fed. It's disgusting. He's just like the many others.
It's insane. Thank you so much, ma'am, for the call. We're going to come back. I'm going to hit some important intel on the coronavirus, on the fraud, and where it's all going. Then I'll go back to your phone calls. Ahead of Ted Nugent joining us, we'll continue with Peter in New Hampshire and Jim and so many others. And what's coming up in just 5 days, they're going to contest the election. The question is, how long will they be able to get away with that? Well, we're going to find out. Separately, now back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid, all the things it does for your body, your immune system, your antioxidants, anti-inflammatory. It's the best turmeric I think you're going to find out there. And it funds the InfoWars, so you can't lose. It's back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Joint support, mobility support, flexibility support, inflammation support, turmeric root extract, 95% cumanoid, boswellin, serratin extract, organic, spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme leaves, and pepperine from Black Pepper. It's an amazing product. And we have BioTrue Selenium, 50% off free shipping, Purple Patriot Points as well, back in stock. That'll be our big sale next week, but it's already launched. But the Black Friday comes in October on all the other items, big discounts. That ends in a few days, so take advantage of those now and get great T-shirts to spread the word. Thank you for keeping us on air. We'll be right back. Stay with us. There are many references in the Holy Bible to the mustard seed. And why is that? It's one of the tiniest seeds out there, but a giant tree-like bush grows from it that produces more mustard seeds. Mustard was known by the ancients around the world to have amazing health effects. They didn't know why. Well, with modern science, we know it's one of the purest, cleanest, organic forms of selenium. We have BioTrue Selenium sold out for months, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Get 50% off, store-wide free shipping, and triple Patriot points. BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com is an amazing product, and it's even more amazing in that it funds our operation. But if you don't know about selenium, research it. It is an essential nutrient in the body that you absolutely have to have. It's back in stock, 50% off, triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com and with free shipping.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Obsolete. They gotta get you to stay in your house so the robots can take over. Don't do it. Speak up and say no. Stop being timid. Ted Nugent's popping in for about 20 minutes, then I'll continue with your calls next segment, but I'm going to your calls here in a moment. So stay with us. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones, but let's go ahead and hit this now. I was going to get up and do a whole shot with maps up on the wall, but I think I'll do a special report on it. It's so important. And I've already harped on most of this, but people people just think of the U.S. government being the federal government. Now, that's the federal government. They have a federal system, meaning the feds don't have all the power. You think a federal system means the feds have the power. It doesn't. Federal government means it's broken up between local and national with a separation of powers with checks and balances. But multinational corporations and the U.N. have come in all over the world in different types of governments, and they've taken control of them, all except communist governments, because the U.N. is communist in nature, so it supports communist governments. It doesn't try to overthrow them. But here in the U.S., they're going to oversee our election, and AOC and the rest of the squad want the, you know, the U.N. to tell us who's really being elected, and the U.N.'s taking control of police departments, and all these blue cities are basically U.N.-run. So the U.N. comes out and says, oh, next fall and winter's lockdown will be bigger. Hell, they told us what they were going to do. Think about that. And so now they're here. This is the end of freedom. This is a takeover, a medical takeover. But instead of U.N. troops, it's the U.N. with big corporations saying, oh, we're protecting you from a virus. Doesn't matter every facet of what they say is giantly exaggerated, hundreds of times, a huge lie, a fraud. They just need enough lemmings that are stupid to believe that, oh, the doctors are here to help me and give into it. Yeah, there's articles out about AOC wearing tens of thousands of dollars of clothing, but then she says anybody that's wealthy is bad. I mean, it's all a sick joke. I've got a big report I'm going to hit at the end of this segment that's extremely informative. Man exposes Weather Channel fake news by wandering into live shot. And there's the weatherman out there acting like it's 100-mile-an-hour winds, but it's more like 10-mile-an-hour winds. And somebody just wanders in like it's no big deal, wearing their stupid face diaper mask. And boy, do they pan the camera out of there quick, because they know it's all a fraud. Turns out for $35 an hour out in California, they've got photo shoot rooms that look like the inside of a private jet, so everyone can pay $35 to go pose for 2 minutes like they're in a private jet. Fake it till you make it, huh? Everything to the left is about fraud and about lies and about hoaxes. It's disgusting. And their people love it. They all buy into it. Bigger the scam, the more they love it, though they become bigger schmucks by the minute. All right, who's up next here? Who's been holding the longest? That'd be Robert in Seattle, a once great city. Go ahead, Robert.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
So I think there's going to be some kind of major false flag before the election. With the way they've got us cooped up with the masks, the viruses. I also believe the Luciferian agenda is at hand, and the fact that they put these masks on our face so that we can't look each other in the eyes. That's God's creation. And also the fact...
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like you're dirty, you're bad. It covers who's made in the image of God. It's absolutely occultic. It's a symbol of bondage, a symbol of slavery.
But what I would like to bring up is I did not vote for Trump this year because I could not morally vote for someone who's going to force me to take a vaccine. He said it numerous times. There's also been leaked documents how the Army is preparing 500 million mRNA-based vaccines. That is taking the God gene out of your body, that you cannot connect with God anymore. I'm a spiritually man, and I know you are. I don't know why you keep promoting his vaccines, but everyone needs to repent, because what's coming, you've got one choice. You're either going to live on your feet or die on your knees. And when they come to your door to pump this vaccine into your body, you've said it, no one said it. You better stand by your word that you're going to go out in a blaze of bullets, because that's how it's the only way you're going to get away.
Well,
from
let me
it.
Let me be
you're
clear.
Not going to be able to hide.
Can I say something? Can I say something? I'm on air fighting every day, so this doesn't happen. So I'm not going to go out in the blaze of glory just waiting for them to come with a gun so I can shoot idiot college kids that are coming to try to give me a forced inoculation with some cop. I'm going to go out politically and fight it as hard as I can, and I'm not going to wait at my house to die if I ever decide to go on the offense. So let's explain those battle rules. It's always here, like when the U.N. comes, I'm going to wait at home for them. That's not what I'm going to do. Trump has not said anywhere we're going to have forced inoculation. He said it should be voluntary. And to take it away from Fauci and Gates, that want to keep us locked down for years for the vaccine, he said warp speed. And I agree. Some of it's been co-opted. He did that to get control of the situation. Doesn't mean I agree with it. A lot of folks have misrepresented that I support inoculation or I support forced inoculation. I do not. I get what Trump's doing. Doesn't mean I agree with it. I see the psychology, and you see Gates is mad, Fauci's mad, because they wanted to keep things locked down for years until their mRNA vaccine comes out that's even more deadly. And so Trump has said it's voluntary, and it's if you want it, and old people are probably the ones that should take it because they're hit by COVID. Those are quotes, sir. I'm going to ask you politely, and I really appreciate you, Robert. Where is Trump saying it's a forced inoculation? Because, boy, if he says that, I'm against Trump right now. Please tell me where it is.
He just said it in the debate. He's going to have the military.
Hold on, excuse me. But back off your. Maybe my headset isn't working right here. You sound overdriven. Tell me where Trump said, not he's gonna. Where did he say it's forced inoculation?
Okay, his word. It'll be powerfully distributed by the military. Why is it we need the military to give us the vaccine? You can go to your doctor and get it. Why does the military need to be involved? That sounds pretty forced to me.
That is he did say that, and Boris Johnson has said that. They're talking about trying to force it over there, and I'm totally against it. And he said that because that's under his command, saying NIH won't be in control of it, so it's not whatever vaccine they've got. And that's all him killing the idea up front because he knows how sales work. By it not being available, more people want it. By saying it's about to be available, it demystifies it, and then he controls the distribution. And then that way, if you've got to get it all over the country, whoever wants it, then the military takes care of it. It's not all these special interests with all these other vaccines. That's what Trump's doing. Does not mean I agree with that.
Well, I didn't vote for him because I believe he's...
Hey, I heard you. You told me that. I appreciate your call. Listen, that's great. Joe Biden is for forced inoculation and permanent mask and permanent lockdown. And that's your vote, brother, and I respect you, but I really appreciate your call. Okay, let's talk to Peter in New Hampshire. Peter, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
So, I'm a university student. To answer your question of how the left is going to respond to Donald Trump winning the election, I think they're going to incite as much unrest and riots as they can. And I think it's going to be interesting to see what goes on at the university, because these kids, they get their information exclusively from Instagram and Twitter. And who controls those sites? Big tech and those influencers controlled by the left. So, these kids post things like, we can have disagreements, but if you're a racist, go die. And that's the easiest way to dismiss any kind of opposition to what they believe in. We have organizations on campus that will go up to you and say, oh, give me your email so I can send you some unsolicited emails about, you know, riots and protests happening everywhere. They scheduled protests out front of Mitch McConnell's house. And I'm going to be really interested to see what they're going to do on the university level.
I agree, brother. And, you know, I'm very troubled like the last caller by Trump taking control of the vaccine situation. But I understand why he's doing it. I think it's still dangerous. What do you think?
About Trump controlling the vaccine? Well, it's going to have to be, I think it's going to have to be strictly up to the people. But
well, that's what Trump said. They're going to have the UN roll it out of Bill Gates if Trump doesn't control it. Doesn't the caller get that?
Yeah, I don't think he understands the idea that the left wants to put stuff in the vaccine that you don't want in your body. They want to put microchips in it.
So absolutely. He's saying no to the Gates vaccine with the classic vaccine, which is still a lesser of two evils that I don't agree with, but I get what Trump's doing. Doesn't mean I agree with it. Thank you so much, Peter. We love you.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, this is the national anthem of rock and roll worldwide, Stranglehold, with the one, the only, Ted Nugent. But nobody plays the Star Spangled Banner better on electric guitar than Ted Nugent, even better, in my view, than Jimi Hendrix. And he joins us for the next 20 minutes or so. I'm going to be on his great show coming up next Monday on the eve of the election. So much coming up. I'm going to be co-hosting with Joe Rogan election night. As well, he's now a full-board Trump supporter, folks. People are really waking up. Ted Nugent, the Motor City Madman, very honored to have him. It's emblematic. We've got polls, 35-40% of black Americans going to vote Trump. People like Joe Rogan, that were liberals, voting for Trump just because Biden's so bad. The riots all over the country, Democrats defending it, all these Chi-Com agents getting busted, Hunter Biden. What in the hell's going on, Ted Nugent? Thanks for joining us.
Well, truth, logic, and common sense is celebrated right here with Uncle Ted and Alex Jones. A big salute and God bless you, Alex, because the common sense that we swan dive in and breaststroke up those raging rapids every day is alive and well across this great country. So, yeah, there's a lot of bad and ugly, but you just identified there is a great awakening taking place. I know Joe Rogan. He's a dear friend, and I set the world record podcast with him on a 3.5-hour orgy of truth, logic, and common sense. But I'd like to start on this wonderful October day by celebrating that I'm a happy, happy bow and arrow son of a bitch. I'm having a great hunting season up here in Michigan. Just shared a campfire, and this is really important, Alex. I just shared another campfire like I do every week in September, October, November, December with heroes of America, cops and teachers and hardware store operators, farmers and ranchers, heroes of the military. This month I have spent campfires with Army, Navy, Air Force, the Coast Guard, the Marine Corps, and talk about salt of the earth, special dedicated warriors for U.S. constitutionally declared freedom. There is an amazing wake-up taking place because these people who have always been in the asset column have come to realize that if you're an asset, that's not good enough. You have to chastise and scold and educate the people in your life, at church and school, the workplace, at the bowling alley, at the barbecue, at the deer camp, at the rifle range.
Because, let me say this, because when you are...
them to become engaged.
Exactly. Because when you're an asset, these globalists want to make you their slave. You have to stand up for yourself as well. I mean, I think that's what you're getting at right now.
Absolutely. Well, my point being is that I think the Marxists have done us a great favor by showing that the ultimate representative of the Democrat Party, which there doesn't exist anymore, by the way, it's not a Democrat Party, it's a Marxist gang. Thank God for Joe Biden. This is perfect. This is waking up people that were sitting on the fence, independents, even some of the old guard denial-ridden Democrats, that there is no Democrat Party, and that Joe Biden is the manifestation of runaway criminal corruption, abuse of power, and trampling on we the people, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and freedom overall. So, yes, we can thank the enemy for being so stupid that they're not hiding it anymore. Instead of saying we demand common sense gun safety reform, what they actually meant is what Joe Biden and Beto O'Rourke said. They're coming to take your guns. Now they admit it. So thank God for a brief spasm of honesty, because they're so stupid they don't know they're pissing off the best of the best.
I think you just answered my question. Why would they say suddenly, hell yes, we want to confiscate your guns? And you call it stupidity. I agree. But I think lying never got them there. So they're trying to be out in the open. I mean, why do you think they're being so honest about hating America, hating capitalism, hating freedom, just doing horrible things? Like, how do we produce so much? I agree. There's so many great people in this country who are race, color, and creed. But how do we produce so much scum? I guess it's been good people been putting up with them. And so it's really our fault. I'm not saying your fault or other folks that work around the clock. But the average person, like you said, that works hard, is in the asset column, they now get, hey, sorry, that ain't enough. You're going to have to go on the offense against these people and put them back in their place.
Yeah, there's been a lot of shrugged shoulders in my lifetime. I certainly have never shrugged mine, Atlas. I've always been an activist. I've been a hellraiser. Alex, I'm just a goofy guitar player. I think it's important to repeat that I never went to college because I was too busy learning stuff, the important stuff, and I wouldn't allow myself to be brainwashed by the Marxist regime coming out of the beatniks into the hippie world of dope droolers. My point being is that around my campfires, this is a microcosm, Alex. This is the heart and soul of America, and so many of my hunting buddies have admitted they've never registered, they've never voted, but they're the first ones to piss and moan and squawk. We talked about it before, huntthevote.org. We have registered at huntthevote.org more than 250,000 of licensed hunters across this country that have never voted before, Alex, and they believe in God, family, country, freedom, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, but they don't do anything about it. Now they're doing something about it, and being at the Trump rallies, I realize that's a captive audience, but my goodness, the sheer volume, the passion, the energy, the fight, the fire. It is I've seen a lot of that in my lifetime, but in 2020, because the other side is so vicious, so evil, so criminal, so corrupt, and by the way, I don't give a damn what their motive is. If I see a man with an arm cocked and a firebomb in it, I'm going to shoot him 2 times in the chest. I don't need to know why he wants to burn my house down. I just know I need to stop.
I totally agree. I just want to understand why they're going against their own self-interest and trying to destroy the greatest country that's ever been. I mean, these people are true idiots.
Well, who could not study but a brief snapshot of any historical moment and seeing where Marxism and communism and tyranny and slave driving and slave ownership, that's really what the Democrat Party has turned into. They were always the party of the Klan. Now they're coming out. They just think because they're not wearing sheets over their heads that we don't recognize them. So I'm telling telling you, I'm just a guitar player, but I can sniff out truth, logic, and common sense like a backstrap on the hoof in the swamps of Michigan and the wilds of Texas, and I see a great prognosis. We've known each other for a number of years, and it's never been uglier than it is now. However, there is a wake-up call happening, and I believe that the voters are finally getting their head out of their ass. They're voting God, family, country, freedom, independence,
and Ted,
law and order. Alex, it's 2020, and law and order is controversial. It's like Planet of the Cuckoo's Nest.
It is. You were on like a year ago, and I've known you about 15 years, but you were on about a year ago, and you predicted this big awakening now happening. But the numbers are in. I've got articles on Infowars.com, linked to all the latest polls. What the early voting numbers tell us, normally it's Democrats do early voting, but it's Republicans way ahead all over the country, massively up to 20 points ahead, more Republicans voting early voting than Democrats. So that is certainly reverses the trend. Historic, 31% of black voters intend to cast their votes for Trump in new polls, but the reports of Democrat election fraud are pouring in. That's their secret weapon.
You know, I think it can be really zeroed in on the synopsis of the cultural deprivation we've witnessed in expansion over the years is ultimately represented by the cruelty, the dishonesty, the scamming of a group that call themselves Black Lives Matter when their actual agenda is against black lives. They actually encourage genocide. They encourage Planned Parenthood slaughter of black children. They literally ignore the black-on-black slaughter in Chicago and elsewhere while they're somehow claiming that all those people burning down the cities and trashing and looting Philadelphia and Portland and Seattle, somehow that's benefiting the black business owners that they're killing and looting. So I got to tell you, if you smoke enough dope, if you buy enough propaganda from the mainstream propaganda ministry and the academia in Hollywood, if you pay attention to that long enough, you are so brain dead that you actually think killing a retired cop in St. Louis, killing a retired black police officer in St. Louis, proves that you think black lives matter. I'm telling you, the next thing the Democrats are going to do is they're going to find John Wayne Gacy to control the children's schoolyard.
I agree. So let me ask this before we go to break and do a few more segments with Ted Nugent here. We really appreciate his time. Uncle Ted, what are they going to do when they lose? I think Trump's going to win in a landslide, even bigger than last time. But what if they're going to go crazy and try to burn the country down, and the blue city mayors are ordering police to stand down, as we've now confirmed Trump was right in Philadelphia. What do we do? Call in the National Guard?
You know, Alex, I know how I control my home and my property, and that is that everybody knows that if you provide a life-threatening scenario to my family, that I'll cut you in half. And I haven't had to cut anybody in half because they know I will. And I'm just a guitar player. I not only wrote Wango Tango, I actually meant it. So I'm just a guy. I'm like a farmer with a bad tractor.
Well, you say that. You're a pretty intimidating caveman guy in person. I mean, you've definitely got some the right stuff there, Ted. But America's full of it, like you said, full of the right stuff.
Well, you know, we are, and I got to tell you, I think there's something going on behind the scenes, because when you tell the heroes of law enforcement, only the term applies to those who...
Stay there, we got to come back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.